The Burt Show.
All right, so Jen was just telling us, you know, there's this rumor going around that
Lindsay Lohan tweeted that Samantha Ronson spit in her face.
And I made the statement that, I mean, that is game on.
Yes.
Nobody walks away from a fight when you get spit in. Even though you may know, the person that spit in your face might be 7'4".
Doesn't matter.
384 pounds. You got to go at him.
Yeah, it's a green light.
It's a green light.
If your spit is on my face,
it's on.
You've given me the green light to assault you.
Save that.
unless you specifically went on Craigslist and looked for someone.
That's different. So I said nobody's ever walked away from that fight. And the phone lines are lit up with people way stronger than we are.
I don't know if it's strength. Why'd you walk away?
Hey, Margaret, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. All right. Somebody spit in your face and you walked away.
Yeah, so actually it was my daughter. She was 22. She came home one night. She had been drinking. I said something to her about drinking, and she just turned around, and she said, "I've never liked you anyway.
Oh, no.
You're not a good mom," and she spit in my face.
Oh,
wow.
I stood there for a minute, and I was like, you know, boy, I really want to go after her, but I thought, you know what? I just said, I can't believe that you spit in my face. And at that time, my 16-year-old daughter came flying around the corner, and before we could do anything, she had already punched her in the eye and busted her lip.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. So at least somebody got her.
Yeah, but just spitting in the face is something that just totally floors you. It's totally disrespectful.
Yeah.
And to this day,
awful.
To this day, I'm waiting on my moment.
I'm stalking, waiting for the right time. As a mom, I would have let her turn around and start walking away, but then you got the hair pulling going on. Oh, no, you don't.
You know, the sucker punch in the back of the head. No, you just
I'm waiting on my time.
I mean, I'm just, oh, I'm just imagining spitting in Millie Pete's face.
Oh my God. My mom or my dad.
I wouldn't be sitting here. And if I spit in my dad's face,
hell no.
It would have been worse to spit in my mom's face than my dad's face, because when dad came home, it would have been way worse.
He would have killed you.
Yeah, I feel like I'm about to die just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. I think if you go in front of the judge, if somebody spits in your face and you kill them, if you go in front of the judge, the judge's going to go, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, you don't have to go to jail.
Yeah, we're wasting my time.
Oh, you spit in your face.
Spit in your face? Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, never mind.
Okay, I get it.
Case dismissed.
Hey, Connie, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning.
Hi.
I've had my face spit in. I'm a school teacher, and I teach middle school.
No.
And I had a middle school boy spit in my face.
No.
And I couldn't hit him.
And you couldn't do anything about it.
No. What did you do?
I wrote him up. I walked away because I was going to hit him, and wrote him up, and he got a 3-day suspension. But, wow, that wasn't worth it.
Now, Connie, I wish I would have known you were going to say that, because I would have put you on the voice disguiser before I ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
But is it possible for you to be fair to that student with grades after he does something like that?
Well, luckily for me, I don't teach him. He did it out in the hallway. I had stopped him for having a cell phone out. And luckily I don't teach him, because that really would have made it difficult.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker right there.
Totally.
That'll turn an A into a C. That'll turn a C into an F real quick.
Well, her hands were tied. I understand. Her hands were tied. That's literally why she couldn't hit him, because they were tied.
Here is Becky. Good morning. You are on the voice disguiser.
Good morning, guys.
Look,
morning.
I thought we wouldn't get any calls on this. I thought nobody has ever walked away from somebody spitting in their face from a fight.
Well, with mine, me and my stepmom got into it really bad. And, I mean, I spit a big old spit wad in her face. And my dad just sat over there and didn't do a single thing. And she just turned around and walked away.
Whoa.
Oh, I would have left him.
Deal breaker.
Yeah. I would have left your family completely.
This was your stepmom?
Yeah, this is my stepmom.
What impulses you to spit on anybody?
Yeah, why did you spit?
She called me an ungrateful kid, and I've been taking care of my dad for so long while him and my mom got divorced, and then he married her, and I absolutely despise her. Mm. And she just, I don't know. And then my brother did it too, so it's not just me that spit in her face. My brother did it as well. And I mean, she deserved what she said to us.
Sure, everybody does. Wow. Everybody's doing it.
Hey, yeah, you're kind of an ungrateful kid, and you can't spit at me because you're on the phone.
That's a house full of spitters right there, man.
Wow. Who teaches their children to spit?
Seriously.
Me and my brother spit. Wow.
We're just a house full of spitters.
Yeah. You must be proud.
You know, spitting's been passed down. My great-granddaddy, he was a spitter. They're my granddaddy.
It's in our DNA.
Maybe they just salivate a lot. They're a drooly family. They've got a lot. They use what they have, you know?
If we're having dinner together and you accidentally spit in my face over casual conversation, I may try to beat you up.
You have one of those like gleeks.
Yeah.
That goes gleek. Gleek.
Yeah. And you pretend it's not there, but they know they spit it. Yeah. You know you spit it also.
Well, because you squinted when it happened. So you can't
blink.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh.
But for
yeah.
some reason, when that happens, why is it rude to wipe off your face?
You don't want to touch it. Right.
No, I do.
I feel rudeness.
Yeah. If I'm if I'm having a conversation with Bert and he acts and he's chewing something and he fires off a granola and I know it's in my hair or face or something, I don't want to offend him, but I've got his chewed up dinner yeah. Yeah. So, like on my eyelash.
Why is it on you? Right.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to embarrass you that you just spit your food in my eye. So I'm not going to wipe it, but man, I can't focus on one thing you're saying because there is some of your ketchup on my nostril. The Bert Show.